You are entering a time of life returning, and it is a beautiful time, particularly if you are, particularly for the feminine aspect, it is a beautiful time. You may have looked at your earth, and you may have seen places in the earth that were cemented over or were covered over with something hard, and yet you look down, and between the cracks, what is happening? Something is growing up, even though it seems to be a completely inhospitable climate. And yet you look around and things that are green are coming up through the cracks and are showing their faces and saying, "We are life and we are coming up again." In many ways, that is what is happening for all of you now. There have been so many things that have been heaviness on your heads, ideas, situations, so old beliefs, so many things. But now you are coming up, and you do not need the field to be perfect. You do not need it to be without flaw. You do not need to be perfect or without flaw. But you do need to long to grow up, to raise yourself up wherever you are and to find the sun again. And this is the time of moving up. And in this time, the things that you want to remember have to do with the trust and the development of your own inner voice. And your ability to still the mind, although we understand the mind is always busy, but to still the mind long enough so that you can hear the deeper voice, the voice that always knows, the voice that will always direct you in the way you need to go, because that is the voice that is connected to the power of the universe. After a while, and we know some of you are feeling this now, how do we say this? The ego becomes boring because we have all done so much with the ego. We are all fairly familiar with what the ego gets you. And we all know how truly unsatisfying the gifts of the ego turn out to be. Now, we all have it. Certainly, it is going to perk and call you here, there, or the other. But that is not really the voice that we are interested in finding now. The voice we are interested in finding is found in the quiet, which is why it is such a beautiful thing to meditate, even if it is only for a little while. It does not need to be some race to be the most holy, that involves ego as well. But it is simply, can I stop now? Can I breathe? Can I look at the flame in my heart and trust that as I drop into the stillness, even if it is only for a little while, then I can course correct with the next thing that I need to do? And you will find that you have a power there. If you are able to do that, if you can stop the noise, if you can stop the noise, drop down into the quiet, even if only for a few moments or a few minutes, and let yourself learn to, we told Channel once that it is like having a third ear. You know about the third eye, but the third ear happens when you have dropped down, deep down into the peace. And from there, you listen. You listen to what you need to know. And you trust that what you need to know is sacred. And you honor that and respect it, and you move with it. And that is one of the very strong tools that you have for this time of rising up. Because life rises, it is the nature of life to rise, much like your plant life does, to reach for the sun, or the universe, and to find that connection and that peace again in your life. So this one thing is an important thing to remember. And the other thing to remember is loving kindness. It is the thing that will smooth anger. It is the thing that will go into wounds and smooth those wounds and change people. When you are the giver of kindness or the receiver of kindness, then you are changed. And you are changed in such a way that you are rejuvenated. And that rejuvenation is what helps you to rise. We are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Move your attention into your heart center. See the beauty of your heart center and see the flame of your spirit burning in your heart. Now let the light in your heart show you a trunk that is in your heart, that is locked down over old fears. And feel your own anxiety about that trunk. And know that that is what we fear about many old things. Now see that there is a teacher with you in your heart. Strong, loving, able. And with that teacher, walk to the trunk and open the trunk and feel the teacher taking in all of the pain and placing it in a golden box, emptying out that old fear, and see your fear go into the golden box. Give it time to empty and move into the golden box. Now when that chest is empty, let the teacher touch it and see it disappear. Now look at the golden box that your teacher is holding. And see her touch the golden box and open it and see a beautiful symbol come out of that box, transmuted from those fears. And be aware of what rises from that box. Let this transmuted gift live in your heart. and feel the golden light of the universe above your head. Open your crown and feel the golden light that pours down into your head, into your thoughts, into your third eye. To your communication center, joining the golden energy of your heart, flowing into the solar plexus. And in the solar plexus, see that there is another trunk, and it is a trunk that holds emotions that are painful or hard or that frighten you. And feel that your teacher is with you here in the solar plexus and walks with you to the box and opens the box, and all of those emotions flow into the teacher's golden box and flow and flow and flow until the box is empty. And all those emotions are in the teacher's golden box, which she closes. Now see the teacher touch the empty box and see it disappear. Now look at the teacher's golden box and see her touch the box to transmute its contents. And let the teacher open the box and see the transmuted symbol that comes out of the box. That symbol in your solar plexus. Now feel the golden light flow into the solar plexus, into the second center, into the root, and feel that golden light fill your whole body, healing what needs to be healed, strengthening what needs to be strong. Now, as you breathe, let your consciousness drop into the place of truth, wherever that might be in your body. It is the place of all is well. Now see that there is a gift in this place. Rest the mind. Know the symbol that spirit gives you for your place of all is well. Now feel the golden light fill your body and spread past your body to make a field outside of your body which draws to you all that is good and true and kind. And begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.